From the depths of the hood, long, stringy white hair fell down, framing a face etched with age and sorrow. The stranger was a woman, and looked as though she could be anywhere between 30 and 50 years old. Her gnarled fingers hooked into the straps of the backpack, and she continued to approach the chain across the entrance with careful, measured steps. She smiled at Wendy, and Wendy smiled back.
"Can you spare some change?"
the woman asked, coming to a stop a few feet from the other side of the slim barrier.
"I want to go to the convenience store and get something to eat. Maybe a pack of cigarettes. Hey, do you have a cigarette?"
She had these big hazel eyes and a small nose. Her complexion hinted at some kind of ethnic background. I said, "What brings you out on such a cold day, Maddie?"
"I want to hire you," she said. "I have money. I can pay."
She dug into the pocket of her well-worn jeans and brought out a wad of bills and some change. She put it all on the coffee table. This girl was serious. "Well, what is it you want me to do?" Her eyes were steady and she looked square at me.
"Find out who killed my mom."
The windows were barred, the door was reinforced, and there were two agents with us at all times and two more outside. "Well, how was your interview?" I asked Killian.
"I didn't tell them anything, until of course they offered me a beer. And then I broke. They weren't too hard on me. You're the one they're mad at. They are pissed at you, bro."
Jeremy stood with his back to the rocks, looking out over the miles of desert before them. The setting sun bathed the sky and dunes in streaks of orange, yellow, and red, the sand almost seeming to respond with matching shadows of gray and black. Everything blended together so seamlessly it looked like an impossible jigsaw puzzle. Jeremy handed her his binoculars and pointed across the scene, his fingers drawing in the air as he used American Sign Language. Camels. As Shireen looked across where he'd pointed, she saw shapes moving along the crest of a sand dune. A herd was making their way through the desert. Even with all these miles of visibility, seeing many of the native animals of the Gobi Desert were rare. She watched them with a smile. One of the animals seemed to stumble and then fall before rolling down the sand dune. Shireen quickly handed the binoculars back to Jeremy. "One looks sick." He nodded and took the binoculars. Shireen tried to see, but the distance and the shadows of the dune were too much for her naked eyes. After a minute, Jeremy handed back the binoculars, his hands waving, fingers folding and extending as he signed, "It looks like it's having a seizure." She looked through the binoculars again. It was difficult to see, as the animal had fallen into the shadow of the dunes. But that was exactly what it looked like. The camel twitched. Then she couldn't see it moving anymore.